Chapter 1. "Dead?" Rebecca asked. I sighed. "I'm sorry, yes. That's what I was afraid of." She looked glum, which was surprising, because Rebecca was a very positive person in general, and the dead thing we were looking at was a glass bowl filled with an inactive sourdough starter. "How long have you had it?" I asked. Rebecca had been baking since she was a girl, so her starter was likely years old. Two splotches of pink appeared on her cheeks, and she ducked her head. "Less than a month." "Oh," I said. That was a surprise. Her blue eyes met mine. "Kathleen, when it comes to starters, I have to confess that I'm the kiss of death." I smiled. "I find that hard to believe. You're a very good cook. No one makes pie crust as flaky as yours." "Well, I do like to feed people," she said. I glanced over my shoulder at my two cats, Owen and Hercules, sitting by the chrome kitchen table, their gaze fixed on Rebecca. "And cats," I teased. Rebecca smiled. She kept Owen supplied with yellow catnip chickens and Hercules with tiny organic kitty crackers. They both adored her. "It seems feeding is the problem. According to Eric, I've been overfeeding my starter." Eric was Eric Cullen. He owned a diner downtown near the waterfront. "Where did this one come from?" I picked up the bowl and gave the contents a swirl. It was an odd, unappetizing shade of pink, and it had a funky smell of decay that just confirmed what my eyes were telling me. "Eric gave it to me," Rebecca said. She took the dish out of my hands and poured it down the sink. "Well, I'm sure he would be happy to get you started again," I said. Eric wasn't just a great cook. He was also a very generous person, quick to offer his time and talents to his friends and to the community. Color flooded Rebecca's face a second time. "I really don't feel I can ask him again. The third time may be the charm, as my mother used to say, but I think the fourth time would be just making a pest of myself." She rinsed the bowl and set it on the counter. Then she dried her hands and turned to face me. "I don't just need a bit of starter to get one of my own growing again. I need a lot. I need enough to bake with. I may have inherited my mother's love of feeding people, but I didn't get her way with a sourdough loaf. I need to practice my bread at least a couple more times. And I have to leave some free time because we're filming promos this afternoon." Rebecca was one of the contestants on the revival of the television show The Great Northern Baking Showdown. Filming for the first season had begun here in town in April. Six episodes had been completed, and there were just four more left to film. Mayville Heights had been chosen, among other reasons, because the show's executive producer, Elias Braden, who had bought the rights to the show, was from this part of Minnesota. And he knew it would be very affordable to film here. Rumor had it that a major network and at least one streaming service were interested in the show, but as far as I knew, it hadn't been sold to any outlet yet, so the filming budget was tight. Participants on the show came from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Rebecca and artist Ray Nightingale were the only local contestants. They had won their places in a regional event. No one had been surprised when Rebecca was among the top three in the area competition. Anyone who had ever had a slice of one of her blueberry pies or a bite of her pumpkin spice donuts, which was pretty much everyone in town, knew she was a talented baker. Ray Nightingale also making it onto the show was much more unexpected. Ray was an artist who created elaborate ink drawings that were a cross between a mosaic and a Where's Waldo illustration. They featured a small rubber duck named Bo, who always wore a fedora and black-framed sunglasses. No one had had any hint that Ray even knew the difference between shortbread and puff pastry, or how to make a croque en bouche. He and Rebecca had become fast friends once they'd won their places on the show. "Well, what about Ray? He might have some stories."